Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Charmaine. And today, actually, I just wanted to delve in really quickly and talk about something that matters to all of us. But I do have a guest. I believe she is live with me this afternoon. Sonia, are you there? Can you hear me? I think we're having some technical difficulties. For some reason, I am not able to pick up on this audio. Can you hear me? I'm just going to go ahead. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties here, but we'll just go ahead because my startup music did not begin. And of course, when you're live, you are live and there is nothing else that you could do, but the show will go on. So I am going to just go right ahead and just talk a little bit about travel. I mean, a lot of times, the title of today's discussion is Travel Moves You. And a lot of times we have, people travel for different reasons, and there are different benefits of traveling. People travel because they love to travel. They want to experience something that is unfamiliar or even familiar to them. Let me go ahead and see if I can get this dial in. Just bear with me for a second. All right. Doesn't seem to be working. Can you hear me? I think we're having some technical difficulties. But anyway, I'll just go on and we'll just see if she can just dial in again. And let's see how that goes. Like I said, today's discussion about travel, and travel does move us in so many ways. And learning is a very strong reason why people love to travel. Just like I was saying, experiencing something that's unfamiliar. I just kind of wanted to go down and talk about some of the benefits of travel. And let's just see how that works. Let me go ahead and just try to get my guest in to just hang up and just call again and see if that works. And see if we can patch her in. We did have a very exciting interactive show. I was hoping that we could get her in on the line and so that we could have a discussion on that. But seeing the world is definitely more educational than anything you can learn in high school or college or having a crash course in discovering how the rest of the world actually lives. I feel like one of the great benefits of travel is definitely opening our minds to the possibilities and lots of different things. Let me see if I can go ahead and see if my guest, good afternoon, can you hear me? And then I'll just go live with her. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yes, I'm
Hi.
Here.
Hi. I am super excited that you got to get in on the show. I was having some technical difficulties, and I thought, oh, my, let me try this again because we just started the show just a few seconds ago, and I was trying to give another intro. So let's just jump right in because I got my happy juices back on now that we've taken care of some of those technical difficulties. But I do have my very special co-host on the line with me in the show today, none other than Sonia Grand-Wendt, attorney at law, and a woman that I know personally that loves to travel. And like I was saying,
Sonia,
you're welcome. Well, welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you.
Great to have you. So I was just saying, Sonia, how travel really does move us. Would you agree?
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. And, you know, we were just kind of talking through some of the reasons that people love to travel. And what, in your opinion, what do you think are some of the benefits of travel? And, you know, really, why some of the reasons why people love to travel?
Well, for me, some of the reasons I travel, oftentimes, you know, people are so, we are so caught up with, you know, being in our own environment and, you know, what goes on around us, what's going on in our lives, that we fail to recognize and appreciate, you know, the importance of learning about others' culture. So for me, the reason I travel, a couple of the reasons I travel is to learn about others' culture, to learn about what goes on in the other parts of the world, how people live, you know. And it also allows me to reflect on my life and learn about who I am and the person I've become.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now,
go ahead.
I was just going to answer your second question, what some of the benefits of traveling, mm-hmm. in my opinion, is, you
mm-hmm.
know, as long as it's properly planned, less stress, you know. You know, learning about other cultural food, eating other food, just getting out of your comfort zone for a little bit, you know, a change
mm-hmm.
of environment, in my opinion, is very good for us.
Absolutely. I find that even especially in today's day and age where social media is bringing the world closer to us, as you know, there are different travel groups, our friends are traveling, coworkers, and we're realizing that, oh wow, it's not that far. Oh my God, they went and they came back already. And you know,
uh-huh.
having the experience, but like you said, it really does open us up to more than the world is just in our little neighborhoods or a town,
yeah.
or even our own country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
It definitely changes the way we think. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I find too? I find one of the things, and you touched upon this, is just the aspects of the different culture, the different languages, different cuisines, and just having
mm-hmm.
a deeper appreciation for other cultures, other faiths, and spirituality. You know, I know personally when I travel, that's one of the deepest things, you know, and you and I have traveled together. We've been to Europe and, you know, we've been to
mm-hmm.
Paris. We just got back from Cuba. And, you know, it's so funny because we're going to talk about this in a little while. Packing to travel,
mm-hmm.
heavy versus light.
Oh.
And we're definitely going to shed some light on that. When you are traveling with your family or your friends, or you have a roommate, and you have different ways of looking at things, you know, and how can you travel together and get the most out of the experience, and even experience similar things at the same time. So I think, and that's another thing, Sonia, that I feel like you said, like travel does, because you could travel with a group
mm-hmm.
of people. Or
mm-hmm.
or just a roommate, and it's like, wow, there's like all of a sudden there are no differences. There's no difference in personality. There's no difference in anything.
Mm-hmm.
And travel really does do that. So I appreciate you talking about that.
Absolutely.
What are some of your favorite spots? What are some of the things that you like to
Ooh.
Do when you go to some of your favorite spots, and why? I know what mine
you
is.
You know. Some of my favorite spots so far that I've been is like, I've been to Paris. We went together.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. I went to Italy. That was a solo travel, and that was
mm-hmm.
a personal reflection moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
I did Costa Rica, which was beneficial because I had a chance to eat healthy for 7 days. Good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a beneficial thing. And like you said, we just went to Cuba. I learned so much about
mm.
the culture, about the people,
mm-hmm.
the history of Cuba, and the perceptions that I had of Cuba before just changed. So, of
mm-hmm.
course, we definitely need to get out of our comfort zone and just go see this big, wide world that is ours. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And seeing it for ourselves. ourselves, like you said, you
exactly.
know, like having the experience yes. versus what you've heard about a place, but enjoying
mm-hmm.
it for yourself.
Yep, exactly, exactly. Now, I have a list, a laundry list of places that as long as
mm-hmm.
life and health will allow, I will be
mm-hmm.
visiting. And one of
mm-hmm.
them is Spain, a couple others, Australia. How about yourself?
Well, I know you have a couple of things. You've been to a few places and have a couple on your list that's already planned and upcoming
yeah.
as well. I have been to some amazing places that I really enjoy. I always say I travel for food and I travel for spirituality. Those are my two main things. Because one of my things I always say is culture is best expressed through food, right? Because
oh, yes.
when you're having, yes, when you're having the cuisine of a place, there's such a history behind it. And
yes.
it just kind of brings people together. When you go out to eat or at a restaurant or there's a certain kind of food or the smell or, you know, I just love to taste. I feel like for me, when I put something in my mouth and I am savoring it, it is definitely like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. Where does this come from? And one of the things that I usually do and find that happens through cuisine and enjoying really good food is I
mm-hmm.
always say, wow, this is so similar to Italy, or this is so similar to being in Jamaica, or, oh, my God, they do this
oh,
in
yeah.
Dominican Republic. You find, or Haiti, it's like, you know, for instance, like a dish or a meal made of cornmeal or corn. It's in so every place I go, it's in different variations of, I know, being from Jamaica, we call it like turned cornmeal.
Right.
You know, in Spanish-speaking countries, it's that. And in Haiti, it's that. And, you know, in Italy, it's the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
so many times you think, oh, that was poor people's food or whatever. But it was such an intense part of not just our culture, but so many
mm-hmm.
cultures around the world. Or like
yep.
a stew made with beans and meat. Or, you know, whenever I eat in a different place, it's like I am home. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because everything
yep.
feels so familiar. Again, and I know the other thing that I mentioned was just for faith and spirituality. And you mentioned you being in Costa Rica for 7 days and sort of like a spiritual cleansing retreat. And
exactly.
then even being some, you know, touring Italy and doing Rome
mm-hmm.
and all that, like you said, for you was a spiritual reflecting time.
Yes.
And so
yes.
go places to enjoy and fill ourselves up with culture and spirituality. I know
yes.
that's one of the main things that travel does for me, quite honestly. And I like how you put
mm-hmm.
it, because it seems like every place you went, you left a piece of you, but you took a piece of the place, and it makes you feel
absolutely.
more enlightened, more fulfilled with your life.
You couldn't have
so
said it better.
I
that is awesome.
Yes. So I know, like you said, you have a laundry list.
Yes.
As
me.
Long as health and time will allow. And I think that's
yes.
a great segue, Sonia, for you to maybe give us some tips financially. How can someone who has a laundry list or a small list or have never been anywhere start to think about, you know what, maybe I would want to enjoy that experience as well of deepening
right.
My spiritual life or bringing the world closer or I've always read about this place or seen this place. I want to see the pyramids with my own two eyes or, you know, whatever their goals and desires are for travel. Give us a few tips. How can someone prepare for that? How do we make it simple?
One of my motto is it's not how much money you make, it's how you spend
mm.
it. And
mm-hmm.
you know, I've had conversations with many people, and the conclusion that I've gotten from them is that, oh, that's for rich people, no more.
Mm-hmm.
In today's world,
mm-hmm.
there's so many
ways to travel. One of them, for me, the main way to travel for me is planning. It's key.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have enough money
mm-hmm.
to spend here and still be able to pay the bills and keep the roof over the head and food on the table and still get
mm-hmm.
traveling in. It's planning. Planning ahead. Say you want to go to Jamaica in December. Start planning in January. You buy your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You start planning 6 months. How much is going to cost me to get my ticket that's going to cost $500? Okay, how much can I put
mm-hmm.
aside, if I can, to get my ticket, say, in the next 6 months? Those are some of the ways
mm-hmm.
that people who can't afford to travel because they don't have the financial way or ability to travel can start. It,
mm-hmm.
sometimes some of the traveling can get expensive, but if you the key is planning.
Right,
literally.
Right.
There's ways to travel.
That is so true.
Where the tickets are cheap or
mm-hmm.
you can buy them on discount. There's so many ways. What do you say?
That's absolutely true. I mean, I think planning is a huge one. I will plan 8 months ahead, and I wanted to actually do this show on Travel Moved Us because
mm-hmm.
usually around end of October, November, it's usually my
mm-hmm.
self-reflecting time of the year, or at least one of those critical times of the year when the holidays
mm-hmm.
are coming and it's winter time and you're thinking about the next year. Next year, the number just seems so, I don't know, for lack of a better term, so incredible. 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think about that and you're like, wow, it's such a great year. And I think a lot of people have lots of goals and dreams
mm-hmm.
and aspirations and things that they have set out to do probably years ago or wanted to do or every year say next year, next year, next year. And I think that for
no.
me, 2020 is going to be the year that I continue to set goals into. So like you said, planning ahead. So I'll plan
mm-hmm.
like my a trip because I know where I want to
mm-hmm.
go in 2020. I even have forecasts where I want to go the year after because I'm like, man, I want to go to so many places, but I'll do these two first.
Yes.
And then if I can
yes.
squeeze a little one in for a 5-day weekend, that's 2 hours
absolutely.
Away. Like, we just squeeze Cuba in. But then you have
yes.
those bigger, longer, you know, trips to different places. But planning
absolutely.
Is key. And like you said, one of the things I was telling someone at work the other day, you know, I'm thinking, just look at it in terms of if you get a little incentive or a little bonus at your job,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe
mm-hmm.
just open up a savings account, say I'm going to put my incentive or my little bonus in that account. That's my travel
yeah.
account. Or
that's
when
your
you
travel.
File your taxes. Yes. That's one of the things
mm-hmm.
that I say, like, psychologically, I say,
mm-hmm.
well, I pay a lot of taxes. And I live in a very high tax bracket area, for you know. So the least I can do when I do my tax return, I'll set aside a portion of it for my big trip. So I always say that whatever return I get back from my year of working and paying out taxes and giving back, I'm going to give this
mm-hmm.
back to myself, and that's going to be like my main big gift. So,
right.
you know, so you can cut any way you want to. And
yeah.
like you said, just literally save up little by little. And also look
mm-hmm.
at just little travel perks. You know, whether it's like, you know, Sky Miles or Frequent Fly, or if you want to put something on a credit card just so you can get the points
mm-hmm.
and pay it back so you're not accumulating the interest. So just look into different ways.
As long as there's a will, there's a way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I just want to say on that, too, is a lot of times, like you said, you know, sometimes people come up to you and they're thinking, well, how did you do that? Kind of like in a shaded kind of way. And you're trying to give the input instead of saying, let me find out how Sonia did that or does that. You know, let me get some tips.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? Because so many times we're so afraid of asking somebody how you do that, because I would like to do that too, or I want to do something like that. You know, what? How can I clear my mind to go back to school? Like, how did you? How do you balance, you know, traveling or you know, with your children and you know, having a house full or being, you know, going and studying for your law degree? And how do you do that? Because I admire that. And I want to maybe get some tips. Maybe I can learn. We don't, too many times we don't learn from one another. And so.
No. We get make assumptions.
I don't believe it.
Make assumptions.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. So,
about things, we can be wrong about it and be right. But you know, most of the time, we are when we make assumptions, we are wrong.
We are absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. Learn the facts. Yeah. And I mean, you know, I feel like just as we talk about traveling, just gaining the awareness of new customs and cultures and people and places. And, you know, we spend our lives going through school. And, you know, I know with us having children, it's just specifically three boys each of us has. And, you know, knowing what travel does for us and just taking them on trips, even small trips, and, you know, or them admiring and seeing or us sharing our photographs and our experiences, I want my children to have that wanderlust, that wow, and that bright eye about I would love to see the world, you know, so that when they're going through college or out of college or whatever, they want to see more of the world and have that experience. I say this to say that because you don't read about life in a textbook. You can't study about life in college, no matter to what level you go up to. You could be the PhD times 10. You do not learn about life from a textbook. And I think travel is the way, the surefire way to enrich our lives, something that nobody else can teach you. That's what I always say. If you can't go there, you can always read books. But do try and put one thing on one place on your list. And if it takes you 5 years to get to see the pyramids, you must go. If it takes you 10 years to walk by the Sea of Galilee, if that's what you've always wanted to do since you were 2 years old, do it. If you want to go to the Swiss Alps, do it. If you just want to, some people live so close to the beach and have never been. You better believe
that.
You know? So it could be something in the next state. It could be in Tennessee, you know, or whatever. So just wherever, whatever you want to do. Do I know we've got about 5 or 7 minutes? That time went by so fast. But I do want to talk about this. I do want to talk about this and touch on this real quick and kind of get us in the wrap-up time. And I'm so glad that we got through that little technical difficulty. And I actually, I'm doing this show really, and to start off, I can't believe it's been 10 years since the launch of the first Blog Talk show, the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio, just around the time when, 2009. And I am super excited. Can you believe it? It felt just like the other day. And and that book signing on Pit Bulls and Lipstick just 10 years ago. And so, but it seems like 10 months ago. So you see how travel has really moved us. It has moved us from one era, from one way of thinking, from one mindset to the next, and I feel like it just keeps strengthening. But I'm so glad I'm getting the kinks worked out with this show, so I certainly appreciate you being a special co-host today and talk about something so exciting.
Welcome, man.
So hard. And as I go forward and book the other shows and have some interesting guests and amazing conversations and just revamp the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio, I just want to extend this very special thanks to you, and I just want to encourage our listeners whether live now or I didn't advertise the show because it was kind of like, let's make sure it still works the way it's supposed to and just kind of work some things up. But, you know, I'm looking forward to really relaunch, well, not relaunching, yes, but continuing in the spirit of having great conversation about things that really matter to us and having a place that we can voice that. And then share that with the world. So, Sonia, thank you so much for that. But we're not done yet because we got some time on the clock. So I want to talk about packing for travel.
Oh.
And I just think that's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother animal for me that went from 15
another
to
animal.
One back.
Yes.
Now, but over the time, I've learned. Oh, you can pack. You know, first of all, get to know the weather condition in the destination you're going. Lay out your clothes.
You don't need 10. And also, you don't need 10 heels and 4 pairs of boots.
No.
If you're going
to
walk
you
around
don't.
In a city, 3 pairs
I've learned my lesson. And if you're during a COVID pandemic and you like to bring your own towel and your own pillow and your own thing, find ways of buying smaller ones, smaller blankets, small little pillows, little travel pillows. Mm-hmm. You know, another way to like, you know, like I said earlier, planning. Plan what you're going to bring. Bring small clothing. Bring clothing that you can interchange. Wear the same short set with a blouse. Bring several small little things that you can wrap in the pocket, in your bag or your suitcase. And you will go from 15 suitcases, like me, to one or two.
No, two. Two. You had two. Actually, you had a nice big check on one for Cuba for 4 days.
One. Yeah, I did one for Cuba for 4 days, and I did awesome.
And
I
was
able to bring
impressed.
Everything. Yes.
I was impressed.
Covered for 4 days. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, I did.
I mean, yes. And you know what? I actually, but that's really good, though, because, you know, packing lighter, like you said, find out the weather, find out the culture, and plan ahead the activities that you're interested in doing. And if you're traveling with a travel partner, travel buddy, a roommate, or whatever, like we do, we have an itinerary. We kind of go over it. Yeah, what are some of the things that are must do for both of us? And we had the same things that we all wanted to do, and that made a huge difference. So then we were able to know that a lot of times we're going to be spending really it's walking. So you need
so you know what to bring
then. Stuff walking.
Yes.
Right. So you pack appropriately.
So
I know we wanted to do that whole rooftop drink on the rooftop. We bought our gowns, but that's okay. We can still go.
And I had the high heels.
But
we didn't get to use them. That's okay. Next time.
That's okay. There are not. There are rooftops in Atlanta, in New York. We can go anywhere in our high heels and gowns here. But just not Cuba when you're walking. Just when you're walking in old Havana. But definitely, like you said, just packing appropriately, because that way you're not bringing stuff that you don't need and you come back with the same thing rolled up and you're like, you wear the same pair of jeans and it's, you know, just unnecessarily. And like you said, some people just really just want to make sure that they have their own towels, even instead of that, you know, or, you know, like your own sheets and things like that if you don't want to sleep on other people's sheets. But, you know, I'm super excited about this. I'm looking forward to 2020. I am hoping that this was a great show. It was for me. It was fun just kind of getting my groove back. So I really like that. Thank you. And thanks for being I know I just called you last minute. Like, I need you to be my co-host 45 minutes. We're just going to talk about travel so I can figure out the kinks. So thank you so much for that. I know we're going to be wrapping up the show in about 20 seconds because I'm getting the fresh. But I just want to say thank you again, Sonia, for being my very special guest today. And definitely you've been listening to Charmaine on the Charmaine Show, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much and have a fantastic evening.
Thanks for having me. Great. Awesome.
Take care. That was awesome. Thank you for the last minute stuff and that kind of figure out, you know, some of the kinks and what happened. And, of course, I've got to get my audio, my intro audio clip uploaded and figured out. But this was a nice little dry run. But mind you, we're live. And
once
I end the episode, more to come. Once I end the episode, of course, we'll be published. So, you know, I appreciate it. I'm going to give you a call.